The following program is brought to you by Heritage Ministries with the prayer that you may realize our American system in its original form was birthed by God, and that you may know that God personally and accept the responsibility He's given you to preserve that system. If I'm driving down the highway at 55 miles per hour and I pass a sign that's been knocked down which says the speed limit just changed to 35, then I can go right on without realizing I'm endangering other people's lives, because my own thoughts are my standard, and I don't have anything with which to compare my own thoughts. This is exactly what happens when government servants ignore the Constitution. They think they are right, so they don't compare their thoughts to the thoughts of our founding fathers expressly written in the Constitution. And that is a recipe for disaster. Dictators always rise to power by ignoring the previously written Constitution and establishing their own law by executive orders. This is exactly what Barack Obama has done, which is no surprise to those of us who know his background. Two DVDs have been produced recently that reveal this plainly. One, called Agenda, you can right now view free of charge on Vimeo. Agenda reveals that all his mentors and associates are people who are hardcore left on the political spectrum. In other words, he was taught and trained by people who are dedicated to destroying the American Constitution. People like Bill Ayers, who even claims he was the one who actually wrote the book Dreams for My Father, which Obama is supposed to have authored. Ayers was a disciple of Saul Alinsky, a prominent radical in the mid-1900s. Alinsky wrote Rules for Radicals, which is dedicated to, get this, Lucifer, Satan. Can you see what we're dealing with here? The other DVD is called Obama 2016. It reveals, among many other things, his plan to disarm America so as to make us vulnerable to attack from the outside. Once weakened in military might, we would be more likely to enter into a one-world system, which is what liberals believe will fix all the problems in the world. When Obama moved into the White House, America had about 5,000 nuclear warheads, by far the most in the world. By recent treaty talks, we must go down to 1,500. Obama's aim is 300 now, and soon to remove all our nuclear weapons. Yet, Russia is reported to still have 1,500, China 240. I recently had a high-ranking military official confirm that this reduction indeed is true. In disarming us, Barack Obama has deserted his oath to defend the Constitution of the United States. Could any self-respecting, patriotic American vote for such an individual for any office, much less the office of the President of the United States? But let me say a word about state elections. Don't be deceived by candidates just because they say they are pro-life or pro-gun in their positions. That means nothing. A voting record is far more important. Also, look to groups that defend the family, such as the Family Foundation in Kentucky, and check whether those candidates respond to the impartial surveys sent to them. If they don't, mark it down. When they get into office, they will vote with those who, like Obama, disrespect the Word of God and refuse to vote by its standards. In all my years of working in Kentucky's capital with legislators, I do not remember one politician who, if they refused to fill out the Family Foundation's candidate survey, who ever voted right on issues like abortion, marriage between a man and a woman only, or casino gambling. In Kentucky, to really know where the candidates stand, go to votekentucky.us or commonwealthpolicycenter.org. votekentucky.us or commonwealthpolicycenter.org. This is by far the most important election we've ever known in America. Don't let anything keep you from going to the polls and voting this Tuesday. The Bible says, "Stand fast in the liberty wherewith Christ hath made us free." Think about it, because if you don't, someone else will do your thinking for you and for your children, and you won't like what that brings to you. I'm Don Pinson. This has been Think About It.